Unit 2. Traditional Medicine.
In 1974, the United Nations World Health Organization, WHO, adopted a new policy. In 1974, the United Nations World Health Organization, WHO, adopted a new policy. In 1974, the United Nations World Health Organization, WHO, adopted a new policy. There were many people who looked down on this new policy, but WHO felt it was the most reasonable solution to the large health problems facing poor countries. There were many people who looked down on this new policy, but WHO felt it was the most reasonable solution to the large health problems facing poor countries. There were many people who looked down on this new policy, but WHO felt it was the most reasonable solution to the large health problems facing poor countries. WHO believed that the people in developing countries who could not afford or find modern medical doctors were better off using traditional medicine rather than no medicine at all. WHO believed that the people in developing countries who could not afford or find modern medical doctors were better off using traditional medicine rather than no medicine at all. WHO believed that the people in developing countries who could not afford or find modern medical doctors were better off using traditional medicine rather than no medicine at all. ~25% of modern medicines are made from plants that were first used in traditional medicine, and scientists believe they have just scratched the surface. ~25% of modern medicines are made from plants that were first used in traditional medicine, and scientists believe they have just scratched the surface. ~25% of modern medicines are made from plants that were first used in traditional medicine, and scientists believe they have just scratched the surface. Among the recommendations of this strategy, there were several areas of concern. Among the recommendations of this strategy, there were several areas of concern. Among the recommendations of this strategy, there were several areas of concern. Another area of concern is biodiversity and sustainability. Another area of concern is biodiversity and sustainability. Another area of concern is biodiversity and sustainability. For example, in eastern and southern Africa, a species of wild potato has become endangered because of reports that it is effective in the treatment of AIDS. For example, in eastern and southern Africa, a species of wild potato has become endangered because of reports that it is effective in the treatment of AIDS. For example, in eastern and southern Africa, a species of wild potato has become endangered because of reports that it is effective in the treatment of AIDS. There is also the problem of rights to drugs created from traditional remedies. There is also the problem of rights to drugs created from traditional remedies. There is also the problem of rights to drugs created from traditional remedies. There is a fear that as these companies produce drugs, they will claim to have the rights to the medicine. There is a fear that as these companies produce drugs, they will claim to have the rights to the medicine. There is a fear that as these companies produce drugs, they will claim to have the rights to the medicine. Even conventional doctors have come to recognize the benefits of acupuncture to stop pain and to treat some illnesses. Even conventional doctors have come to recognize the benefits of acupuncture to stop pain and to treat some illnesses. Even conventional doctors have come to recognize the benefits of acupuncture to stop pain and to treat some illnesses. In fact, several British soccer players have used acupuncture to treat injuries that, in the past, would have required surgery, or that they would have just had to put up with. In fact, several British soccer players have used acupuncture to treat injuries that, in the past, would have required surgery, or that they would have just had to put up with. In fact, several British soccer players have used acupuncture to treat injuries that, in the past, would have required surgery, or that they would have just had to put up with.